You're listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 83. Welcome to the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 83. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Ruck Off podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. In this episode, we have an interview with Helen from Noche Runners. And I'm really excited about this episode. It hits a number of different points, which I think are really cool, really important, high level. Helen did a GORUCK Light event and thought that it would be a ton of work to train for a tough. Wasn't sure if she could do it. Currently, she's completed two HTLs and is signed up for a third in 2019. So something definitely happened there. The second big thing is Noche Runners, which is a small, very tight-knit ruck club down in California. And it's just really cool to see what they're doing, to hear how they bring in new members, the events they put on, how they're training for GORUCK events, and just to hear about the awesome stuff they're doing. They are a smaller ruck club, but their turnout in terms of percentage of members turning out for training is huge. Couple that with bringing over 100 patches home in 2018. They're showing up to a lot of events. They're training a ton. It's really cool to see this small, tight-knit club just crushing it. Thank you so much for all of the support. And here's the interview with Helen. Today, I'm talking with Helen from Noche Runners. And I'm really excited to have her on the podcast. I've been following Noche Runners on Instagram for a while because they post awesome pictures and they're always really cool to see. And then recently got in contact with her through one of the members, and I'm just really excited about this call. How are you doing today, Helen?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited and honored to be on. So thank you for having me and having us. I know that it's important for our Noche Runners too. I'm really excited for them too. So thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. Of course. So before we get into Noche Runners, everything that you've got going on with that and just all the things that you're doing related to rucking and GORUCK, I would love to hear about how you got involved in GORUCK and in rucking.
Well, so this was a couple years ago. I started to get involved in the OCR community. Started doing Spartan racing. I've always been into fitness. 45 years old at this point in my life, I think I've tried a little bit of everything. I'm not this incredible athlete either. I mean, it was kind of getting my feet wet and having some fun. And somehow I came across GORUCK, and I remember going on YouTube, and one of the first videos that I saw on YouTube was their promo video for the 9/11 challenge in New York. And I remember watching that and I was in tears at the end of that. And I thought, wow, this is something that I definitely want to be a part of. I want to experience that same feeling. And so I started to, start to look at these events. And even at that time, light, 4 or 5 hours, 7 to 10 miles, to me just felt like, how could I ever possibly do this? Even though I was doing, Spartan racing and, I was running, for me, that type of endurance event just really intimidated me. And so I remember talking to a couple of my friends and trying to convince them to go out with me to do this. Finally, I was able to convince them to come with me. I did not want to go alone. And so I remember going through the gear list, and I think at that time, I found a couple of bricks and I duct taped them together. And so I had this backpack, and I'm not lying to you, the first backpack that I used was actually like this Michelob Ultra beer giveaway backpack that I had in my garage, and I stuck these bricks in there, and we sold out for a light in Santa Monica, and so it started. It was I think honestly it's a little bit of a blur just because this was back in 2015, and it started. I remember feeling so scared. It was a small group too. There weren't very many people. And you know, the meeting spot was kind of vague, you know, but we did end up seeing a couple people with some, you know, some rugs, some backpacks, and so just shook some hands, started to get to, you know the people that were, you know, doing this thing. And so it started. And this event was the Joe Warner, scooter ride, that was part of the gear list to have a Razor scooter there. And so it was really cool to have that be part of the gear list and not know exactly what, you know, what I was getting involved in, what the scooter was for. And I think that one of the things too with this with Gold Ruck is that, you know, you do learn a lot about history. You do learn a lot about people. I didn't know anything about, you know, about Joe Warner, but, you know, at the end of this event, man, you were connected. You were connected to, you know, who he was and his passion, and it was, and it was great to be a part of that event. And so we ended up riding like the scooter from like Santa Monica to Venice. And so it was just neat to be there. And what was cool too is for that event, I actually, and this is the way life is, you know, I was with LAPD for 7 years, and I left the department. I got pregnant, and I ended up having two girls. I had twin girls. But when I left the department, I was actually working a gang unit down in South Bureau. And my training officer or lead officer for the unit, awesome guy, Mo Bautista, you know, he showed up to this event. And so I hadn't seen this guy in like 13 years. And here we are showing up at this one event. It was just like kind of this crazy reunion. And we got through this event together. And, you know, getting that first light patch for me was just like, wow, you know, this was great. I felt like I earned something. I got dirty. I got, you know, I got wet. You know, we were dunked in the ocean. It was very patriotic. And finally, I felt like my life came kind of full circle where, you know, that camaraderie, that feeling of being a part of something, the feeling that I got when I was with LAPD as a police officer, that all these feelings and all these emotions came back to me, especially having Bautista there, having Mo there that day. It was just crazy. And after that point, I was just kind of locked in. That was it. My heart was just, it belonged to Gold Ruck. So yeah, that was basically how I got involved. And then, you know, staring down the pipeline of a 12-hour event, you know, for a tough, to me, just, I mean, felt surreal. I mean, at that point, I thought there has to be a lot more training, a lot more that I need to do with this ruck in order for me to prepare for the next event. And that would be the tough. A heavy for me, it just felt like it was something that I could never do. I mean, 24 hours of this when I just got done, you know, with this 5-hour event, you know, how could I ever do that? But, you know, you put your, you try to get it together. You align yourself with good people that do, you know, that train for the same things, and you get it done. And, you know, hence the Noche Runners and where we're at with all of this. It's just crazy how life is just, how my life has been transformed over the last couple of years, and the people that I have met and the people that I have surrounded myself with. And I have to pay tribute, and I have to give, you know, Gold Ruck credit for that, because it really has brought together a bunch of crazy friggin' people that just want to make shit suck. And it's awesome. It's awesome. So yeah. And that's my winded response. How's that?
I love it. I always think about that sometimes. So my first event was back in 2011, and I was doing it with one of my best friends, and I wanted to do it with someone. I didn't want to do it alone. And 2 days before the event, he bailed. And so I had to decide if I wanted to go by myself and do it, or if I should just, I mean, because at the time, no one really knew what Gold Ruck was. It would be just as easy to stay home and not do it. And I always wonder, so I went to the event, but I always wonder what would have happened, like where my life would be now if I didn't do that event. It's crazy, isn't it? How you kind of do one event and then your life you look back years later and your life has changed because of that?
It's been great. And again, you know, it's really difficult to explain this feeling to, I'm a civilian now, but I did, you know, I did experience that camaraderie, being in the police department, alongside other, you know, other officers. And it's a sense of, I wasn't in the military, you know, but I can only imagine what that must be like to be surrounded around, you know, people that, you know, you're going into combat with, you're going into war. In essence, that's what we did when we worked patrol. And we worked, a very, very, high paced division where, you know, radio call after radio call, you know, high crime area. And when we went out and we hit clear and we were out there, you know, it didn't matter whether or not you liked the person next to you. You know, at the end of the day, you know, shit hit the fan, that person was going to be there for you. You know, so to me, you know, GORUCK and the values that they try to instill in people, I get that from these events, where, you know, you're the person behind you. I mean, you feel like you can't do it anymore. You know, this weight is just too heavy, but there's somebody behind you that just takes that. There's this exhilarating feeling when somebody just takes that weight from your life. Wow. You know, it's like a little gift, and, you know, and then you want to give that back to the next person, you know? And so it's just, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to know that there are people still out there that are willing to help you out, that are willing to go to war with you, you know, and get stuff done. It's a great feeling. I haven't found that anywhere else. After leaving the department, and I have done some, you know, some great things in my life, I will say, you know, where I've given opportunities to help people to go out and do things and so forth. But I have never experienced that anywhere else other than with the police department and with GORUCK. And so with the Noche Runners, I know we're going to probably end up talking about this a little bit more later on, but when we first started, you know, we started as a running group. Started off as just, you know, getting together, running, and, you know, and then I started to incorporate a little bit of PT, and then I was just doing GORUCK on my own, and somehow, you know, started to get other people involved, and snowballed where now, you know, now we are, you know, a partner ruck club with GORUCK, and so these things that, you know, I've learned, these things that I've experienced, you know, now I'm sharing with these people that are now doing these events as well, where before it was, you know, people were going out and they're still doing Spartan racing, they're still doing Tough Mudder, they're still doing all kinds of things. But I have to say that a lot of us now really value earning that patch. So it's pretty cool.
It is. And when I was going through the Noche Runners Facebook group, I mean, you can see in there, there's a lot of rucking and a lot of GORUCK events, but like you said, there's a lot of other events as well. And personally, I like doing other events too. I still run a lot of races and I still do a lot of other stuff because not only is it good for training and it's fun, but I feel like I have a better appreciation for GORUCK events when I do them then, because you can definitely see the difference in the feelings you get between running like a half marathon. And just like you said, when you're all out there in a group, sucking wind at a GORUCK event and you're all in pain, but someone behind you lifts the weight off your shoulders and you know they're not fresh, you know they're hurting too, but they did that for you. I mean, it's such a cool feeling.
It is. Okay, when are you gonna go do one? Let's go do one right now. Let's go right now.
I know. I get excited every time I record one of these podcasts. I get excited and I really want to go and do a GORUCK event. I mean, just even talking about it is so fun. And then it just, like you said, it makes you want to do an event. So Noche Runners started off as a running group. And then it, like you said, it transitioned in some ways. And now there's a lot of rucking involved. You do GORUCK events together. How often do you guys get together and work out and train?
it started off as a few of us just kind of getting together, and we started running in the morning, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, it was dark, and we fell in love with running in the dark, a few of us. And then somehow our schedules got changed, and we switched it to nights. And I think it was, social media, the power of social media, posted, us running in the dark one night, and all of a sudden, we had another person show up. Hey, I want to join you. And so by the time I realized that, we had a group of, maybe 8 to 10 people that, were coming out, and we were just running in my neighborhood out in Azusa in the San Gabriel Valley in California. And so we locked in Mondays and Wednesday nights. And I don't even remember how all those 2 days, came into play. But for the last 2 years, I think I've only counseled maybe once. But we have been consistent every Monday, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. It's an hour. We're back in our cars by 10:15, just getting together and running. And so we came up with this route, and it's actually a silhouette on our shirt. It's part of our logo. And the silhouette of we call it our original route. And so there's a little tradition with the Nocturne Runners when you come out for the first time is that you have to run this 3 mile route. And the shape of the route just so happens to look like an anvil. So like this old, blacksmith tool that was used to forge steel back in the day, this route looks like that. So it just, a lot of different things just started kind of like falling into place. Like, oh my goodness, this is just incredible, and that's how we feel. Like we're bringing these people out, we're out here and we're working, we're, making things happen. And so that route that you see, that's our 3 mile original route. That's what we kept doing over and over and over again. And so on that route, we started to add different little workouts. And so we have these there's a little promenade there where there's 7 planters. And so at every planter, I would give them like a little circuit that they had to do. And so by the end of these 3 miles, it wasn't just 3 miles. I mean, you walked away with like 3 miles and like 300 burpees and like 300 pushups. And we're like, oh my God, let's make this suck even more next time. And so we would, so we were like, let's do more, And so, during this time, I was still doing, go ruck events, not too often, but I was still myself training, for go ruck events, and it somehow just caught on. And then, people started to do the events as well, and they realized like, okay, this is really intense training. People felt great at the end of getting a light done, a tough done. Now they're doing tough light, they're doing TLs, they're doing HTLs, and they're nailing them. And the great thing though about this and what they see value in, what I've always seen value in, is that these events are aligned with something that actually happened in our history. Like Cadre have done a phenomenal job of making these historical events come to life. So not only are you just going there and you're getting your ass kicked, but you are actually taking something away from it. And so you put yourself in that situation. And I know for myself included, you when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you feel like, my God, I just want to go to sleep, or this is terrible, or why am I doing this? We've all felt that, all of a sudden, your brain goes to, man, there was somebody that actually like endured this, not for 24 hours, but like weeks, months, and they didn't get to go home. At the end of this, I know that I'm going to get to go home. And so that becomes like the driving force of these events. And so the Nocturne Runners, a lot of people that have done these events, they realize that. And they see how powerful that is, and we're taking that into our own lives. Like we know, like your shit sucks sometimes in life, but you compared to what other people have been through, and what you've been through too during the Go Ruck event, like you got this, So somebody cut you off, and somebody, try doing a Go Ruck event, or
I mean, I completely agree. The event that hit closest to home for me was the Bataan Death March, because, you know, we're out there rucking for hours, but those people were out there rucking for days and for days, and we get to go home and eat and sleep afterwards and enjoy our families. And for them, the majority of them died during it. And that,
right,
you know, when we're out there rucking, doing some PT, I was thinking those, you know, those people would probably have done anything to be where we are doing a Goruk event instead of being on that Bataan Death March. Like, how lucky are we, and how, you know, fortunate are we that we're doing this at our own free will for, you know, for the betterment of ourselves, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And yeah, just like what you said, the addition of all the special events that are coming down, they just really drive that point home every single time. And I still get it at the normal events, but since there isn't the focus on the historical aspect, I think it's that focus that really, really makes me feel that.
Yes. Oh yeah. It's all a learning curve. And I think I've learned so much in the last couple of years. I mean, I've always been very supportive of the military and law enforcement, just because of my background and, you know, and everything. And, but I have to say, you know, and I think it was Cadre Heath during one of the last HLs that I did. He, you know, he said one of the best things that you can do and pay tribute to somebody is to actually like do something that sucks in their honor. Like, you know, and so, yeah, you do think about this, and, you know, you're not just, you're putting some work behind, some heart behind it. And, it's a great way to connect,
So when we started talking about how you got involved in Goruk, you mentioned that you did a light and it was 5 hours, and you thought that a tough would be a lot more work to train for, and a heavy, someone might as well, you know, tell you to walk to the moon. Like, that's how far away that felt. Between that first event and today, what kind of events have you done?
So I'm actually staring at my patches right now in my little office here. Obviously the next event, the progression for me was, okay, I did the light. And so now it's the tough. And so, you know, I've done several toughs. I think I've done like maybe 4 or 5 toughs. And then came the tough and the light. And so the tough and the light even seemed like, how could I ever do that? How do I get myself to a point where I'm going to stay up for, you know, this amount of time in order to get both events done? And there's something that happens to your brain. There's something that happens to your body where you just, you tap into that reserve and you go out and you get it done. And it really, I think honestly, like, it comes down to the people. It comes down to the people that you've connected with over, you know, overnight during that tough, and you come back and you nail that light and you're like, nah, you know, this is incredible. This feels good. And so, you know, you link up with these same people, and that's what happens. You link up with these same people, these same weirdos that, you know, that are doing these things. And so for me, you know, my goal for 2018 was to complete an HTL. That was it. Not Spartan, not anything else. My heart was set on taking on an HTL to see if I could get through that. I remember last year in December when the 50% off code went out for, I think it was Cyber Monday, I bought my first HTL. And I thought, okay, this is going to be for Memorial Day, and I have 5 months to train for it, and I'm going to do everything I can to get this done. And so I think I just started wearing my bag everywhere I went, including the restroom. Is just wearing this bag all the time, jumping, you know, whenever I could get out, go do some rucking. By that point, you know, the Noche Runners, we were starting to do some, you know, some rucking as well. So now we devote one day, we do one day to running, and then we devote another training night to rucking. So we have four solid nights a month where we're actually out there putting in some mileage and doing some PT with our rucks. And so, you know, started to put some more time involved in all of this. And so that HTL just, you know, came upon us. And it was there, and it was like, okay, I'm going to give it everything that I possibly can. And so showed up, you saw some familiar faces. And again, you know, this is, you know, we're in this and we're going to get this done. And so, yeah, I was able to complete the Memorial Day HTL this year in San Diego, and that was pretty great. That was pretty awesome. That you know, alongside all these other people, we were able to get that done. But yeah, it's just training with that bag. I would jump on the treadmill with the bag and even more weight, and any downtime that I had, try to get out there and try to put some mileage in. And so that bag just became part of me, part of, you know, my body. It's an extension of me. And so yeah, a lot of training. And so, you know, and it's funny because you can put the bag down for a couple of weeks, and when I say a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks. And then the minute you go out, you go back and you put that bag, and you're like, oh my goodness, all of a sudden you start to feel the pinch in your shoulders. You got to stay consistent with that training. You have to keep that bag on where you don't fall into that, because the minute you put that bag back on, you're like, oh my goodness, this is terrible.
It's funny how that works. And I have to say that I really, really wish I lived closer, because I love night training. My kids are up at 5 a.m. every day during the week, on the weekend. So morning workouts don't work that well for me. But that's so awesome that you're able to all get together in the night.
There is an element to doing stuff in the dark. And, you know, this group of people, if I were to call them tonight, or if I were to put this out there and I would say, hey, let's just take our Wednesday night and watch the sunrise, I'll have five people there. Just let's do it. And they'll go to work the next day. I mean, it's just crazy. A couple months ago, one of our fellow Noche runners, Charlene, she decided one morning to just get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ruck 11 miles to work. Like, just, I'm just going to get up and I'm just going to go to work, and I'm going to ruck it. And she rucked 11 miles, and then she rucked back. And so halfway through the day, when I heard that she did that, I thought, man, I want to join you. I want to come back home with you. And so I took an Uber. I met her at work, and we were able to ruck back to her house. And on the way there, we got a beer. It was awesome. And it was great, but these people are, you know, they're crazy in the best way. And so, yeah, so there is an element to doing stuff overnight. We do that all the time, where it's just like, hey, let's just go do this. Guys want to go Friday night? Let's go do this. And so we'll be out for, you know, for a couple hours, putting in anywhere from like 5 to 10 miles. A couple weeks ago, we said, hey, let's meet up and let's do this ruck. You know, we'll ruck 5 miles to get a beer. It ended up being like 12 miles. So, just crazy, but a good group of people, solid people that are putting in this work, and they know that going into these events, you know, you want to be able to be strong enough and, you know, have that endurance where you are going to help the person next to you, you know. So we take a lot of pride in that. You know, we want to be able to go in there and be in the fight and be right there ready to take that bag from somebody.
And that's such a special thing about GoRuck events, I think, because I know a lot of people can sign up for a race, like a 5K or a 10, you know, whatever distance, and they can go out there and, you know, you can run it all, or if you get tired, you can walk some of it. I mean, there's no one really pushing you except for yourself, and whatever you have to do out there, you know, it's fine. But at a GoRuck event, you know, you want to be the best that you can be so that you can stay on the log a little bit longer, so you can, you know, take the weight from someone else. And there's just that added drive there to help the person next to you that you might not find at a different type of event.
Exactly. You said that perfectly. And that's exactly what it comes down to. So I've been very lucky that, the people that I get to train with, on Monday and Wednesday nights, they get that. And it's awesome. And I hope that we continue to do that. I know 2019 for us, I know we're all stacking up events, and hoping to get out there and doing these events with them as well is even more awesome. I mean, now we've networked, we've connected with other people, people that even live out of state, we're getting together with them that, fun. It's just, bottom line is, it's as terrible as it is sometimes, just because it is very physically challenging, man, it is fun to suffer alongside somebody else like that.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought when you're telling me the story about how a Noche runner rucked to work, and then you heard about it, you took an Uber over there and then rucked back with them. I mean, it takes a special kind of person to wake up in the morning and say, driving, like, not today, bus, no, not today. I'm going to ruck it. And then, and then on top of that, it takes a special person to hear, halfway through the day, they did what? I want to be a part of this. I'm heading over there as soon as I finish. And I think it's so cool because our community is filled with people who went to goruck.com, read the event description, as crazy as it is on there, saw the event, 5 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours. And we said, yeah, that sounds like an okay idea. I'm going to sign up for that. And so it's nice that, I guess we just have this shared mindset that things like that are fun. Or are at least good for us. And so when people, show up, if they've done an event before and they're back for more, then you already know that they're probably that kind of a person. So it's just so cool to hear stories like that.
Yeah, we're creating them. We're creating them. It's happening over here. I can't even keep up with them now. Like, it's really, really cool to see like them going out and doing things. I mean, it's been very difficult for me to get out to go do a Go Ruck event. It's been a little bit just because I've been so busy with work. But people are out there. I can go down the line of, each one of us. I think between the group now, I would say just for this year alone and everybody, I can honestly say that we probably have pretty close to 100 patches between all of us for this year alone.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no, and it's not me. It's not me at all. It's everybody out there just doing stuff when they can, and they're bringing home, cadre patches. They're bringing home, TLs. They're bringing home. It's just insane. It's insane, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring to see, to see people going out there and they're taking something with that and they're bringing it back to the team. So now, before it was me, now the focus has shifted and it's changed, and now I'm learning from them, and it's great. And one thing that we've done with this group too, which is pretty cool, we're assigning nights to people. So now on a Wednesday night, I started off the training, we'll hand that off to another person. And so that person will have the opportunity to, lead PT, to, lead us on a route, to get us through, whatever little evolution that we have planned that night. They get to plan that, they get to do that. And so that, I think that's very unique too, in that, it's giving them a leadership role. It's giving them a little sense of ownership and pride over their own group. And then, this is only going to make us feel better when we go out and, Cadre points to you and says, you know, you're the TL. I mean, as many as we've done, whenever that happens, I know I have like an internal anxiety attack, like because every event is so different. You know, you're never going to have the same coupons. Everything's always going to be a little bit different. But every time I get called out to, you know, to be a TL or an ATL, you know, there is a little sense of like, oh shit, man, I hope that I don't fuck this up, you know? And, but you know, if you put yourself in a position during your training days where, you know, you can actually, you know, you can guide people, you can give direction, and try to maintain a level head too, you know, that's great. I remember my first one, the first time that I was assigned a TL, you know, I felt like I was screaming. You know, I was like screaming, trying to, you know, raise my voice, try to get things done. And, you know, that I felt like, okay, that wasn't effective. And so I've had to kind of take that back. But even then, you know, it's still a nerve wracking thing to be put in that position where, you know, you have, you know, 20 people staring at you and you gotta meet a time hack and you have to get your team to complete, you know, to complete that mission. So that's pretty cool too, that we get to train in that sense too over here.
That's so smart, because I'll admit I am the exact same way. If I'm put in ATL or TL, like that's my least favorite spot to be. I want to be under the log. I want to be carrying heavy stuff. I don't want to be the person directing everyone else to do it. And it's not just because I like carrying the heavy stuff, but I get super nervous that I'm going to screw it up and I'm going to take us down the wrong path and we're going to end up like a mile in the wrong direction. It's going to be all my fault. Yeah. We're going to miss the time hack and end up doing like 150 burpees or something crazy because we're that late. So yeah. That's so smart that you guys have been assigning a person to lead the workouts, because you can, I mean, doing that, you can figure out really quick where your leadership weaknesses are. One thing I've noticed with people who have never been a TL or an ATL before is that they're usually a little quiet and it's tough to hear them in the back. So I guess to counter your point about the first time you were TL, I mean, maybe it's better that you were yelling more than whispering, because it can be tough when you can't hear what the TL's saying. But like you said, just having people lead the workouts, you'll figure out really quick if you're too quiet, and then you can adjust accordingly in an environment with friends and with people where you're just working out, nothing's on the line. And then when you show up to a GoWork event and you become TL, I mean, you might still be nervous about it, but at least you know how to direct, how loud to be, and how to do certain things like that.
Yeah, that's been very helpful. I mean, especially for me, you know, it's just being able to give direction. But still, like you said, you know, you still get nervous. It's still kind of like a deer in the headlight. Like, oh man, okay, take a deep breath and let's you know, let's try to keep this together. So it's good. It's good that I guess we're giving ourselves that out, you know, that opportunity out here in our little park out here in Azusa, California. You know, so.
So how many people are part of Noche Runners at this point?
We currently have 35 members within Noche Runners right now. So you know, not too, you know, we're pretty small. We consider ourselves pretty small.
Small but effective. 35 members bringing home over 100 patches. I mean, that's a good percentage.
It is, you know, that they've been very active. I think that, I would say about 35, I'd say we have maybe 25 people that have been pretty consistent. With, you know, coming out and again, a lot of these people, they're traveling to come to, you know, to these workouts. I live, you know, half a mile from the park that we meet, but there are people that live, you know, at 15, sometimes even 20 miles away, and they're coming, you know, to put in an hour, 15 minutes of work. But the commitment, I mean, the commitment level of this group is just great to see that they keep coming back, and we try to make it more challenging for one another. And we hope that, you know, we hope that we can grow, because we would love more people to join us for, you know, for Goal Ruck events. I think that's always been the goal. I think somehow though, the perception is that, you know, the training is a little tough, and that it is very challenging. And so that tends to scare people away. You know, people that maybe are hesitant, they don't come out because of that. But I think that's the challenge, is trying to get people to come in and to join us, you know, to prepare and to get involved with Goal Ruck. Anybody can do it. I mean, you just got to put a little heart in it, and we're going to be there to help you. We're going to be, you know, and that's it. That's the thing too, is that, you know, you try to instill teamwork, in a group of people that maybe, you know, don't understand that concept. And so you try to bring them in and show them that, you know, we'd love to get more people involved, you know, slowly but surely, but, you know, we're doing it one person at a time, and it's fun. It's good. You know, we can't wait for 2019. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. 2019 should be great. And I just got to say that even though you're only at 35 so far, the percentage of people who participate is just huge. And so you're definitely finding the right people. You know, there's a lot of rock clubs out there that are huge, hundreds and hundreds of members, but I mean, they probably get the same number turning out that you do to training rocks and stuff like that. They get a dozen people out with a Facebook group of 400. So I think
we drink beer. Maybe that's just it. You know, I am kind of joking, but, you know, we've found a good balance. And I'm blessed. I have to say, like, I never want to take credit for any of this. I mean, it really is, you know, it is the people, it is, you know, it's this group. But we do balance it out by, you know, trying to, you know, we do fun, like beer runs. We do, you know, we do beer rucks. We, you know, we try to make it more of a family feel, and it seems to be working. I my fear is, you know, how long are we going to keep this going? You know, I hope that it lasts forever. You know, you always want to keep this around, this feeling of, you know, the team. But, you know, it's just great to look at, you know, down the pipeline of the Wednesday. Tonight's Wednesday, and I know that at the end of my day, whatever happens, you know, I got my team to look forward to tonight. That's pretty awesome.
That is. And I think a lot of people have those worries about whatever it is they're doing. I mean, the podcast, for example, that we're talking on right now, I mean, this is going to be episode 80 something, and I've had a ton of fun doing it so far, and I would love for it to go forever, but I mean, it's one of those things you worry about, right? Like, what's in it, you know, 5 years from now, is there still going to be stuff to talk about? Is there still going to be, you know, you just get thinking, what episode will be at? We'll get to 500, 1,000. Like, what will that be like 20 years later? And I always just try and rein myself in and think about the next guest I'm going to have on, because that's way easier for me to control than to think about and focus on than what's going to happen in 5, 10, or 20 years. So I think that's great advice. You just, you know, it's Monday and you're going to get together that night, and that's good.
Yeah.
That is so, I'm just still in awe. That's so cool. That, I mean, 100 plus patches, you've got a tight knit group. And it sounds like, I mean, everyone just has a ton of fun out there at your workouts. So do you have, you mentioned that when you started Noche Runners, you had a route that you would run as the running group. And then I think that's just such a great idea that you incorporated that route into the Noche Runners logo, because it shows where you came from. Is there a go-to workout, or is there something that happens at every Noche Runners workout, or does it pretty much depend at this point at who's running the show?
A little bit of both. like I had mentioned to you before, when we have someone new come out, you know, we've made it like this little tradition where we have them run that route. There is a hill that we kind of consider your initiation. You know, it's all of, you know, maybe a quarter of a mile, but it's a steep incline. You get to the top, you come down the other way, and then boom, you're an ultra runner. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny and kind of cute at the same time. But our, you know, we, like I said, with the training and what we're doing, we try to change it up every day. Some days someone's like, hey, you know, I have a kitchen sink, let's carry that up the hill, or, you know, let's bear crawl tonight for half a mile, or, you know, and these are all ideas that just kind of, you know, come to the table. Let's carry a bucket and let's for like a mile or something like that. It's just, there's so many different variations of what, you know, of what we do, that we just try to keep it fun and try to keep it interesting and try to make it suck as much as we can. And then too, you know, now that we are assigned, like you mentioned, now that we are assigning nights to different people to kind of give them that TL perspective, a lot is dependent on what they want to do. I have people that like, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. We had one of our members who wanted to put together a marathon event to do a marathon ruck at Griffith Park. And so I said, okay, well, run with it. You know, show me what you got. And so he, you know, he coordinated 26.2 miles where we went out, and we actually did this in honor of another fellow ultra runner. Her sister was diagnosed with bone cancer when she was 13, and just recently had one of her legs removed. And she went through surgery. One of her last wishes before she went into surgery was to go on a hike with us. And somehow we ran out of time. We weren't able to make that happen for her. And I know I felt like crap because we couldn't get together. She went into surgery. You know, she's recovering now, but during that time, you know, we said, well, let's do this 26.2 in her honor. And so, we went out, and he put together Vane Fauve. He put together this route where we hit all the landmarks at Griffith Park. So we hit the observatory, we hit the Wisdom Tree, we hit Bronson Caves, we hit the front side of the Hollywood sign, the back side of the Hollywood sign. So he put 26.2 miles together at Griffith Park, and we did this with rucks. And it was planned so well. I mean, halfway through, we dropped a car with some, you know, with some fuel, with some lunch. And at about that halfway mark, I know we were all smoked already. We were already probably about, I don't know, maybe five hours into it. I mean, we're talking about hills, like Griffith Park. Jasmine, you know, our Noche Runners, this is a sister. She called her sister, FaceTimed her in the hospital. And, you know, we were able to say hi to her from her hospital bed, you know. And so I think that all of us, once we saw her there, you know, in her hospital bed, smiling, saying hi to us. And here we are, Griffith Park, just feeling smoked. All of us were like, all right, guys, you know, get your shit together. Let's go. And somehow we were able to pick ourselves up, and we went on and we completed that 26.2. And man, I mean, it was hard, but we got it done. It took us about 10 hours to do. And so we did that for her. And we were lucky enough that a couple weeks later, which was just recently, we actually planned another kind of like a follow-up ruck during one of our training nights. And we rucked to the hospital where she was at. We were able to somehow get past security, and 17 of us were able to make it into her hospital room to give her a hug and to wish her well and to give her. We came up with a logo with the observatory, you know, silhouette behind it, and we gave her a group picture, and so, you know, we lifted her spirits, and it was great to just kind of bring that all, you know, full circle. And I'm like emotional just talking about it right now, because, you know, here's this young person, you know, who is recovering from this, and, you know, we went out and we have no excuse. You know, we we're still working, our bodies are still working, and so we can't wait for her to come back out, because she's going to come back out. We can't wait until she can join us for something, because she's going to recover and she's going to join us. So again, in terms of like leadership and what we're doing for workouts and what we're planning, this was just handing somebody, hey, I have an idea, well, go run with it, and make it happen. And so things like that keep happening. We have different people that are coming up with ideas on what we could do, and it's awesome.
That is awesome. And that's what an event to put on for them. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. I mean, that sounds like all the hills. I mean, it sounds like such a well-planned marathon ruck. And then to come full circle, followed up with getting all the Noche runners to sneak into the room, give her hugs. And I mean, that's special. That's special. And I think that a story like that just really shows what kind of a community Noche runners is, because that's powerful. And that's beyond running team, running group. That's like family.
That's all Go Ruck inspired. Go Ruck inspired right there, for sure.
That was a wonderful story to hear. Thank you. Thank you again for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So you mentioned that was just a couple weeks ago, and that there's plans for a workout once she's recovered, probably sometime in 2019.
So we're just waiting on her. As soon as she can come and she can join us for something, that'd be great. But we're always planning something, always trying to do something and push our limits. And that's just, again, just to kind of prepare us for that next Go Ruck event. I think everybody is right now at this point is just pushing. And it's great. It's great.
And speaking of pushing the next events, I mean, Gorak recently ran their Cyber Monday sale, which was a huge discount on events. They had the 12 Days of Christmas, which was giving out free events with purchases of items. Were you guys able to take advantage of any of that and sign up for some things for 2019? What's your 2019 looking like?
Yes. So a lot of us took advantage of that. I know for myself, I did purchase the HTL, the D-Day event, for next year. And my dream has always been to do the 9/11, do a 9/11 event in New York. And so I bought the HTL. I'm hoping to be ready for both of those events. I got to put my heart and soul into it. So right now, I think I'm the only one in our group that has that purchased the HTL for New York. But I would love to see a few of us go out there to take that on. The 9/11 event for me has been, that was one of the first tucks that I did was the 9/11 event. And I think, having a victim's picture, with a little bit, and you having to go out and do some research on the person that you were doing this in honor of, man, right, like right there again, that's Go Ruck making you feel like, man, you should be lucky. Like any one of these people that, had to jump out of a burning building would give anything to be in your shoes right now. It's just carrying, an 80-pound sandbag for a couple of minutes. And so the 9/11 event for me has always been like one of like my most heartfelt events. And so I'm really excited to train and get to New York to do that. But yeah, we do have several of us that have gone out, and purchased, via that Cyber 50, code discount. And so we have different things lined up. Everybody's doing something a little bit different. I know that a few of us are doing the D-Day, the HTL. Carl and Tony have done a great job of trying to get a good squad together. So already that teamwork is people are on the, in that little chat group that he has going, and is a solid team of people that are going to come out and try to help each other through that event that weekend. So, but train. I'm nervous already. Good morning. I'm nervous already, but also looking forward to suffering with everybody there.
Yeah, because not only is it an HTL, but it's one you got to travel for. And so that always adds a little bit extra to the mix. I know personally traveling for events always ties my stomach up a little bit more than it normally is because there's so many more factors. But based on all the stories that have come out of all the previous 9/11 events over there, it seems like it will 100% be worth it. I'm very excited for you. I'm very excited that you signed up for it. And I can't wait to hear how everything turns out.
Same here. What are you doing next? What are we doing together?
I would love to come down there for an event sometime. That would be so fun. The beginning of the year is a little interesting for me. My son, who's 4.5, will have 2 surgeries. So I'm not really signed up for too much there. But I would love to make it to, I got a couple on the calendar for Seattle. I think it would be fun to make it out for reunion. I don't know if that will happen or not, but it seems like it would be a good trip and a good way to meet a lot of other people in the community that I haven't met yet. I love California, and I would love to go down there and do some more events sometime.
That would be awesome.
I think once the kids get a little bit older, it will make traveling just a little bit easier. My son's 4.5 and my daughter's 1.5. And so
you got your hands full.
Yeah. So it's honestly tough enough to make the events that are local that I sign up for, because I feel like when kids are always getting sick or there's some doctor's appointment that pops up. So it makes traveling that much more difficult. But I think when they're older, I think it'll be a little bit easier. And then it'd be great to explore some new cities, hang out with some rock clubs, and just do some events with people in different spots.
Time. I know time. There's so much to do and so little time to do all this stuff.
That's the thing. It's all about balancing. And so
yeah,
we'll see. But I'm excited for 2019, and I'm excited that all of the events that GoRuck is doing for 2019. I think there's going to be a lot of good stories from them. The Star Course, they added 2 new distances. I can't wait to hear how that brings out just different groups of people. And I just, even if I'm not doing a ton of events, I think living vicariously through all the pictures and all that stuff is a lot of fun.
I agree. Absolutely.
I just want to say thank you so much again for taking all this time to talk with me today. I'm just so impressed with Noche Runners, with everything that you're doing, the group's doing, and that's amazing. So thank you again for taking all this time.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to talk your ear off. This has just been, GoRuck has changed my life. That's for sure. And it's changing the lives of a lot of people around me. And we're just lucky that, you know, we're alive and we're out there, and it's great meeting other people and coming together with people such as yourself. And it's awesome. It's awesome. We're very lucky, just very lucky to be here and doing this stuff together. So I appreciate it.
We are so lucky. And it's, you know, every time I'm out there at an event, I think, you know, we should be so lucky to have the time and the resources and just the ability to be here doing something like this. We're incredibly, incredibly lucky. Before we get going, is there anything else that you would want to talk about, or are there any shout outs that you want to give?
Just a shout out to everybody that I've ever done an event with. You know, thank you for taking the weight when I felt like just couldn't go any further. I hope that at some point I've, you know, done the same for you. I appreciate just this entire community and what it's given me and the perspective that I have on, you know, just people and humanity and just getting shit done. It's just, it's awesome. And of course, a shout out to every one of my teammates just for keeping this old lady going. It's just, it's all the experiences, all the memories, everything that's happening is just, it's great. I don't want it to go away. And so we're just going to roll one day into the next and go earn that patch and bring it home.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much again for just taking all this time out of your day to talk to me. I really do appreciate this.
You're awesome, Brian. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in an event soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 83. If you're curious about anything we talked about, you can head on over to the show notes, alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-083, or you can just search for No J Runners Podcast. It should pop right up. I had an awesome time talking to Helen about her story, about No J Runners, the types of stuff that they're doing during their training to bring members in, because it's just awesome to see such a huge percentage of their members show up for their trainings. After talking with Helen, it really feels like the sense of family and sense of community that No Chill Runners offers is one of the big reasons why members keep showing up to training and are so heavily involved. I really hope that you got a lot out of listening to this podcast. I know I personally did when I was talking to her and then when I was doing the editing. A ton of great information here. And just that constant reminder that, Helen did a light, was looking at the tough, found it daunting, and now she's done two HTLs. If you're out there and you've only done a light and you see the HTL page and you say, there's no way I could ever do that, there are people who do and have felt the same way you do. And even if it's not an HTL, if it's a heavy or a tough light, whatever it is, it's just always great to hear from people who weren't sure if they could do something and then did way more. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, we truly appreciate it if you would leave a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. You can search for All Day Ruck Off and we should show up on both of those. If you want to support the podcast, you can always head on over to alldayruckoff.com/store, where we've got a ton of rucking related gear for sale. If there's someone you want to hear interviewed in 2019 or in an upcoming podcast episode, we've got a thread going on alldayruckoff.com/community. So you can go over there, leave a comment, and add a name to the list of hopefully people that we'll be interviewing coming up pretty soon. Very excited about 2019. A lot of really good stuff happening already this year. 10 days into the resolution ruck. If you sign up for that, hopefully you're getting your miles in. 10 days into the 1,000-mile challenge. About to check off the first box on my tracker patch for that, so feeling good there. If you're not signed up for either of those, you can hit up goruck.com for the resolution ruck if they still have registration open. But I know for sure you can hit up charitychallenges.org for the 1,000-mile challenge. Thank you again. Just so much for all the support. And don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.